The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So this morning, I would like to make an analogy for mindfulness and mindfulness practice that is a little bit based on the activities I did for the last 3-4 weeks, which was rafting down the Colorado River. And so I had lots of hours on the raft on the river, and I started considering how mindfulness is like rafting. So this is kind of one way of understanding this, is that the raft is the awareness that we have and the mindfulness we have. And the raft is not an activity. The raft is what carries the rower who is doing the activity. And the raft is floating on the river if everything goes well. And so awareness as well floats something. We rest in awareness. We place ourselves in awareness. We trust awareness. Awareness carries us. Awareness is what holds us in this. We go through life. And on the river, ideally, what's carrying the raft is the current of the river. And the current is the present moment. The present moment is a stream of reappearing moments, this moment and this moment and this moment. And we're always in the stream of time of the present moment. You can't really get it out of the present moment, even though your mind might get lost in the past, lost in the future. You might get caught up in fantasy. You're just being carried by the current in a certain kind of way. So within this current. But from time to time, if you're rafting, you come into rapids. And when you come to the rapids, you better start studying the rapids before you enter them. Because, you know, it can be dangerous to go through a rapid. So you have to kind of be present and pay attention to what's coming and figure out where are the openings, where's the route through, where are the boulders, where are the rocks, where do you find a way. Now, if you're not paying attention, you won't notice the rapids coming. And occasionally it happened this rafting trip that we were having a conversation or something, and suddenly, oh, uh-oh. You hear the rapid right coming up. It's loud, you know, so pay attention. So sometimes we're going along mindful in our lives, being aware, but it requires more than just being aware. It requires looking more deeply at the situation, studying it, understanding what's happening, and reading the situation well, and reading the social situation. We're in a social challenging situation or challenging situation at work. And we see the problems coming, and it requires more than just being aware. It requires a certain kind of wisdom about how to read the situation and find out how do we go forward here, and how do we keep floating, stay mindful in this situation. And sometimes with going down the Colorado River, we actually got out of the rafts and walked down the river to study the rapids. It's called scouting the rapids. Because, you know, it was so important, these are so big, that it took a lot of, you know, and some people in our group were really good at reading the rapids. I wasn't so good. I learned a little bit. But there were some rapids where, really? That doesn't make any sense. I don't understand how to read this rapid. That's just all just a, you know, just a mess of white water and tumult, you know, just, you know, chaos. But people who knew how to read it, oh, no, it's not chaos. It's like, you just, that's the way we go, just right down there. Don't you see that? But, you know, it took scouting. So sometimes in life we have to consider, we have to learn, we have to step back and really look at something. And then, but sometimes going down the river, especially right after the rapids, there are what's called eddies. And eddies are where the current stops going downriver but turns around and goes upriver. And eddies can be really bad in the Colorado River. People get stuck in eddies. And there were times when we got stuck in the eddies. And, I mean, you know, the force of the water is so strong going upriver, it's actually quite hard sometimes to get out of the eddy. So sometimes when we're mindful and moving along, we get caught up in the eddies of the mind. We're with strong currents of thinking about the past, thinking about the future, fantasizing, all kinds of things that we do. And we're no longer in the current of the present moment. We've stepped out into this eddy. And sometimes all we have to do is just paddle once and we get back in the current. But sometimes when we were in the Colorado River, the rowers row as hard as they possibly could. It took a lot of work to get out of the eddy. And sometimes they failed numerous times. And they get almost out and then the eddy would grab them and pull them back in and try again. And apparently, I didn't see this, but I've been told that some of the eddies are so strong that it actually can flip a boat. So luckily that didn't happen to us in the eddies. It happened in the rapids. So sometimes what we've acquired in doing mindfulness practice is a lot of work. I call it manual labor. And sometimes people have the idea that people are meditating are supposed to be relaxed, kind of float on clouds, it's supposed to be easy, and it's not supposed to require a lot of work. And then some teachers will say, you're not supposed to strive, or you're supposed to be relaxed. But there are times when relaxing is not, you know, if we relaxed in this eddies, we'd still be there. We'd never get out. So sometimes mindfulness requires a lot of work. I've had that experience regularly enough for me that my mind doesn't want to be in the present moment, and it's not so safe to not be in the present moment. And so I've had to kind of really work hard. Come back. I wake up. Like, okay, come back, Gil. Be here. And the force of these thoughts sometimes, the pull is so strong that it takes, I call it manual labor. To come. It takes a while, and then at some point I'm out of the eddy. When I'm out of the eddy, then I can relax in the current. However, in the Colorado River is a big river. It's a tremendous amount of water going down. And one of the things I learned is you want to stay in the current that goes down river. You don't want to go into the eddies that are going up river. And surprisingly, there were times when this very wide river, on the surface of the water at least, what the boat was on, the width of the current was literally 2 feet wide. Only 2 feet on the surface of the water was going downriver. All the rest of the river was going upriver. It's hard to believe. But that was not the worst. But that 2 feet that was the current going downriver was kept moving. It's like a snake that's moving. And you had to kind of follow, you had to read the river and kind of read where that current was. And you had to, you know, sometimes we meandered over from one end of the river to the other side of the river to stay in that 1-2. You know, I couldn't believe that the Colorado River was reduced to 2 feet, you know, flowing downriver. And maybe there was a lot of water going, there's a tremendous amount of water underwater flowing. So it's a way it kind of hits the bottom and bounces back up, or I don't know how it all works, but. So sometimes in daily life as well, you know, you can't just float on the current. You have to keep finding the current to float in, to find the present moment. Where is the present moment here? What is the present moment? Where is the present moment that really keeps moving, where I stay present and aware? And the goal, I think, in being aware in this awareness practice is certainly to stay in the raft, stay in the awareness, don't fall off, don't flip over. But the goal is, in mindfulness practice, is to have the awareness be strong enough that we're not in the water. We're floating on the water, but we're not identified with it. We're not caught in it. We're not holding on to it. We don't define ourselves by what's happening. We don't try and defend ourselves against what's happening. We don't create a self around what's happening. But rather, there's kind of like we can have an overview of it, or kind of like we're independent of the situation because we know it clearly, we see it clearly. There's something about the clear knowing. This is a breath. This is feeling afraid. This is being in an uncomfortable situation. This is feeling the warm sunlight on my body. This is being in a happy circumstance. But where the knowing is so clear that we haven't kind of sunk into it, or we're not kind of wrapped up in it or caught in it, there's a feeling of freedom in the knowing. And so when they're going really well on these rafts, it's all about being in the water. It's all about the water, reading the water, being in the current, reading the rapids well. But if it's all going well, you are not in the water. You are independent. You're out of the water, and you stay dry. The best rafters, best rowers on the river, stay pretty dry. You know, people didn't know so skilled, boy, did they get wet. So the idea of having the mindfulness, and what this does is that I find it profoundly respectful of life, because when we can have this clear knowing, it's kind of like we've gotten out of the way of the current. We've gotten out of the way of how things are evolving and flowing. We're not interfering with things. And some of the most beautiful aspects, important aspects of life have a chance to flow through us and move through us. That can't be if we identify with the experience, if we define ourselves by the experience, if we have a lot of expectations about the experience, or have a lot of desires or aversions about the experience. Those are all the eddies and the rapids of our lives. But to see these eddies, see these rapids operate, and not be caught by them, to stay in the current of the present moment and stay dry, stay independent of it, then it all goes swimmingly. It all goes beautifully as we go along. So I offer this partly because, this analogy, partly because there is a... that in its essence, the sati, the mindfulness of mindfulness practice, is not something that we do, but it's something that we allow to operate, to allow to flow, something we rest in. And we try to, with that awareness we try to rest in or abide in, we're not passive passengers in the field of awareness, in the raft of awareness. We have some responsibility to keep it, to guide it, to keep it in the current, to stay here, to stay out of the eddies, to be careful with the rapids. And if we do that, then this idea of staying, awareness being dry, staying independent of the river, staying independent of the current of the present moment, is really exquisite. It's really a great thing to do. It's a great experience, great way of being alive. It's kind of a way of feeling a certain kind of vitality and aliveness that comes when we're not enmeshed or caught. So I don't know if that analogy made sense for you, but maybe it'll make your daily life more exciting as you kind of find your way in the current, out of the rapids or out of the eddies. So thank you for being here today, and So as many of you know, part of the custom here